Welcome or welcome back to Turner Syndrome Talking Tea with your host, Emily Seymour. What I hope for this podcast is, I hope it makes people affected by Turner Syndrome feel less alone. And I hope it spreads awareness on Turner Syndrome because it really needs it. I have a lot of different perspectives on Turner Syndrome in this podcast, from ladies themselves with Turner Syndrome, to mums, to dads, to doctors, a lot of different experiences with Turner Syndrome. So there's something here for everyone. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Hi everyone. So this week we have Lisa. Hi Lisa.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
Good, I'm good, thank you. So
that's good.
Firstly, where are we talking to you from?
I live in Berwyn, Illinois. It's a tiny suburb outside Chicago.
Oh, so America. Cool.
Yeah.
And I want to ask you a few things about Turner's, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
What's your relationship with Turner's?
I have it. I
What
have
age?
Mosaic Turner's.
Oh, okay. Okay. What age were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed at birth.
Oh, okay. Good age then. Good age. And then
Yeah.
you got the growth hormone.
Yeah, I had growth hormone for a while.
Oh, good. Good. What's your most challenging aspect of Turner's been?
I would say the best aspect, I would say, would be like how many friends I've made after like my whole life of feeling like so alone. I would say the best aspect of Turner's would be how many friends I've made like after I joined like the support groups on Facebook and stuff. You know.
Okay. What's your most challenging aspect of Turner's?
The most challenging aspect, I would say, would be that feeling like people don't understand me. Like, it's been hard my whole life, pretty much, feeling like people don't get me and feeling like I have pretty much no support. You know.
Oh, well, I'm sorry you feel like that.
Yeah.
So, talking about support, is there a Turner Syndrome Support Society in Chicago, or do you use the USA one?
Actually, I'm not sure. I just joined all of the support groups on Facebook. I'm not really sure.
Oh, okay.
Like, about support groups anywhere else.
Okay, so have you interacted with the Turner Syndrome USA?
Yeah, through Facebook.
Okay, how have they helped you?
Just by like connecting me with like other girls, you know, that helped me feel not so alone, you know.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah.
What's your most important message on Turner's, would you say?
I would say my most important message would be, even though we're like the 2%, like we're fighters, we're survivors, we made it. Even though a lot of like the doctors said we wouldn't, like a lot of us have made it.
I like that. I like that. Is there anything else you'd like to add to your episode before we finish?
I would say that well, I actually like died when I was born, like my heart stopped. And then like I've had a lot of health complications, but I've never let that stop me.
Yeah.
Like, I've been a fighter my whole life. I've
Yeah.
never let nothing stop me. You know, I've been a fighter.
Yeah. Good on you. Good on you.
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds like a lot to deal with, your heart stopping.
Yeah. My mom sick herself, and she was like a high risk pregnancy with me, so
Okay.
yeah.
Oh, I see. I see.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to add before we finish?
I'm just gonna say that even though we're the 2%, we're fighters, we're survivors, we never give up. You know, we made it this far, we can make it further. You know, just when you feel like giving up, just you gotta keep telling yourself, I'm part of the 2%, I made it. Just gotta keep pushing, keep going.
I like that. I like that a lot. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for your time today. And everyone
You're
listening,
welcome.
I will see you next week. Hope you enjoyed that episode. If you want to know more about tennis, go to www.tss.org.uk. And that is the website for the official Turner Syndrome Support Society UK charity. Or you can go back to my first ever episode on this podcast where I explain what Turner's is and how it's affected me. So I hope you have a really great week and I will see you in the next episode.